Legendary Crooks, narrated by Paul Spera. David Stein, Triple X. This forger had the audacity to make counterfeits of artists who were his own contemporaries. Born in France in 1935 under the name Henri Abel Abraham Haddad, he used many pseudonyms, of which David Stein is the most famous. He began his forgeries in Paris and even went so far as to meet Picasso in the south of France to have a drawing he wanted to sell authenticated, deceiving the great artist himself. Aware of his stroke of genius, but also of the difficulty of ripping off art dealers in Paris, he decided to leave for the United States. It is there that David will really become an exceptional forger, selling false paintings of masters at low prices. In 1966, the painter Marc Chagall discovers with amazement in an art gallery in New York paintings attributed to him that he's never seen in his life. The authorities easily trace them to David Stein, who flees to California. There, he's eventually tracked down by Joseph Stone, the local police chief, who will take a year to catch him. Indeed, the investigator has trouble gathering evidence, the victims being often ashamed to have been swindled, but also ashamed to have succumbed to the lure of gain. During his 4 years of incarceration, David Stein will develop a friendship with Stone, who will ask him for paintings. Expelled back to France, Stein returns to New York in 1972 and counts on Stone's help to reintegrate into society. At the end of the 80s, Stein leaves the United States when his visa expires and emigrates to Montreal, where he works in the film industry. From 1982 to 1990, he collaborates with the photographer and journalist Stéphane Courbe on pieces about his career as a forger. They become friends, and Stein confides in Korn the secret of the Warhol forgeries. When Andy Warhol died in 1989, a retrospective was organized at MoMA. Among the works exhibited, four Supermans painted by Warhol were actually forgeries made by Stein. Stein was forced to flee back to France after the revelation of this scandal, but it is rather incredible that a forger first exposed in the 1960s managed to be exhibited in the world's most prestigious museum of modern and contemporary art almost 30 years later. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.